Hello and welcome back to another episode of Making Sense of It All with your host Kiara. So today's episode is all about the 12 laws of the universe. So the 12 universal laws are thought to be intrinsic, unchanging laws of our universe that ancient cultures have always intuitively known. So the first law is the law of divine oneness. This is the foundational law according to which absolutely everything in our universe is interconnected. So, in other words, every choice, word, action, event, desire, and belief you have will also have an impact on the world and on the people in your life. Remember that we are all one and connected, so try and think of yourself as part of everything in the world you live in rather than being a separate being. So then we have the law of vibration. So every particle in the universe is in constant movement and constantly carries energy. This can be as big as the planets moving or as small as the chair moving on your floor. In addition, everything has its own specific energy frequency. This means that high energy particles attract each other and low energy particles attract each other. Therefore, striving for a higher energy frequency is the best way to live your life, as you'll be attracted to other high energy beings and life will seem to flow better. The law of correspondence. This is directly related to the first law, the law of divine oneness, and the key idea here is that patterns repeat throughout the universe. So think as above, so below, as within, so without. So then we have the law of attraction, which everyone seems to be familiar with nowadays, and it is often used for manifestation. So basically, you attract what you put out, and the ability to manifest into your reality is best done by working to live more positively and to learn how to vibrate on the same frequency as the things you need. An example of manifestation is receiving love. So you want love, but do not give love. So if you repeat an affirmation but don't believe what you're saying, it's useless, and therefore being pessimistic, fearful, and overall negative can put a halt in manifestation desires. Whereas if you want love but believe that you can receive love and you're positive, you will attract that more easily. Then we've got the law of inspired action. This ties together with the law of attraction, as this law tells us that we must actively pursue our goals. Essentially, many people think that just visualizing a goal and developing a positive attitude will create the manifestation desires through the law of attraction. However, you actually need to take steps to achieve what you want to manifest. So if you want to start a new business and be successful, you actually have to put in the work while being in a positive mindset and in the mindset of I'm going to be successful while putting the work in. You know, you're not going to have a successful business if you're just sitting on your phone all day. The law of perpetual transmutation of energy states that everything around us is in constant flux or evolution. You can't see all of these changes because many of them exist at the cellular or atomic level, but they carry on regardless. So every action is preceded by a thought, with thoughts themselves having the power to eventually manifest in our physical reality. An example is being around a negative person and feeling your positivity deplete. Then we have the law of cause and effect. This one's quite simple. This one tells us that all actions have a corresponding reaction. Then we have the law of compensation. You will receive what you put out. This law reminds you to be careful about how you treat others and the planet. The law of relativity is all about the neutrality of things when seen in isolation. So no particular person, experience, emotional action is evaluated as good or bad until you look at it in comparison with something else. So for example, you may think you're poor, but this may be because you have three wealthy uncles. So by keeping this law in mind, you remain conscious of the fact that there are always multiple perspectives on anything that happens to you. So trying to slip into these alternate perspectives can make you more grateful, and can also show you where you can make improvements in life. Then we have the law of polarity. Everything has an opposite. So love, fear, good, bad, light, dark, hot, cold. This allows us to understand our life. For example, when you're sick and can't breathe through your nose, you start to appreciate the goodness that you had before and will come again, which leads you to be more grateful. Then we have the law of rhythm, which is focused on movement. Examples are the seasons changing, the aging process of the body, and our life stages. This provides the ability to realize that nothing is permanent and you may be in a negative cycle right now, but it may be preparing you for a prosperous change in the coming cycles of life. An example is going through a really bad breakup. It's a really negative cycle that you're going through right now, but you end up learning how to better yourself and what partner you would be looking for in the future, because you have learnt some lessons from that negative cycle and you will enter a positive one in the coming future. Then we have the law of gender, which has very little to do with biological sex. Rather, it refers to the fact that there are two major types of energy, masculine and feminine, otherwise known as yin and yang or anima and animus. We all have a certain amount of both energies in us, and we must find balance if we want to live authentically and happily. So they're the 12 laws of the universe, and hopefully you feel more knowledgeable in them and you understand how they all interrelate themselves, and hopefully you can research more into them if you want and figure out how to live your life in a better flow, more happily, and in harmony. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.